This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we are reading bad reviews together.
Who's we?
Blood-related.
We are blood-related. We're two blood-related bozos reading shitty reviews from the internet.
Welcome.
Welcome. Happy to have you here. This is episode 140. We're reading reviews of Candle Stores, which was sent in by Grace.
Thank you, Grace. I am glad to see Alexander again. It's been a while, Sandy.
It has been. I just got back yesterday from my lovely trip.
I can't believe you finally did your lighthouse tour.
I did. It's not over. I did see 11 lighthouses, which was wonderful. I still have many more I'd love to see. I now have a lighthouse passport. Different lighthouses have different stamps.
I think you mean light homes.
I do mean light. Well, it depends. It actually depends on the lighthouse. So, for example, the lightship. I saw a lightship in Delaware that I wouldn't necessarily consider a light home.
Okay.
But it still is classified as a lighthouse. But then the one in St. Michael's, Maryland that I saw, I would argue that's a light home. I was inside of it and there are beds. So it's a light home.
Home is where it...
the light is.
Yeah.
Is what we isn't say that, in the lighthouse biz.
Isn't that a motel ad?
Home is where the light is. It's like, come in, the light is on. I don't know.
We left the light on for you.
That's it.
I don't think that's it.
That's literally it.
I don't think it is. Is it?
Yeah. We'll leave the lights on for you or something. Motel 6.
That seems like a little passive aggressive.
That's all I stayed in was Motel 6s because of that. It's a thing in the lighthouse community. Stay in Motel 6s.
You also have a Motel 6 passport that you get stamped at
every different Motel 6. Yes. But no, it was lovely. Shouts out to D
in New York. Did you say shouts out?
Yeah, shouts out.
Oh my God.
It's not shout outs.
Passersby.
Passersby. Shouts out. I don't know if that's even correct, but that's what
I
say.
No, I don't think so.
Shouts out to D in New York for hosting me and bringing me to my very first one in Montauk. That lighthouse was incredible. It was a great start. And then.
That was your first ever lighthouse?
I know. It was. Okay.
Just your first of the tour.
What I'm calling it is my first lighthouse with intention.
Oh, okay. This is getting a little much.
Because I had seen lighthouses before, but it was like, okay, cool, chill. Lighthouse. I happen to be on this beach that has a lighthouse.
You didn't have a stamp.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I wasn't like, oh, I'm going. Like the feeling of when you are like, I'm going to the east end of Long Island just for this lighthouse, and then you turn the corner and there it is rising before you, the beacon on the sea. I mean,
you know, it's so special. Weird about Long Island is how large it is.
And it did take us like 3 hours to drive across everybody. And I know we get so much shit for being surprised by that.
I love everybody that listens to the show, except
who you are.
I'm just kidding. We got so much shit for talking about Long Island. And they're like, well, try driving through Texas. I'm like, how many times have you and I driven through Texas?
Many, many times.
40.
I've driven north-south through Texas, east-west through Texas. I've done it all.
I'm not saying
just drove freaking from Baltimore to Delaware, or to D.C., then Delaware.
It's not that we're saying, wow, what a long...
Philadelphia, then Pittsburgh, then Cincinnati.
We're not saying, wow, what a long drive. We're saying, I didn't realize Long Island specifically...
Exactly, thank you.
Despite its name.
Despite
how the whole universe already told me. I just want to say one last thing before we start the reviews, which is...
Yeah, well, I'm not even done with my shouts out.
Sorry, go to your shouts out.
So D with Montauk and New York, and then Marina in Baltimore, which... was a great time, especially because of that stout little guy that I saw in
Baltimore. The portly
lighthouse that I saw.
Yeah,
it's a 7-foot knoll, I believe is the name. It was quite cute and quite unique. And then someone recognized me in a Lululemon there.
which I was like, he had to call me because he said I needed to explain via words with my mouth why I was in a Lululemon to begin with.
It was a whole thing, but Isabel in Baltimore, who works at Lululemon,
and was like,
thank
what
you
are
for being so kind
here?
And helping me buy some Lululemon pants. But at that point I couldn't say no because I'm like, oh well, shit, okay.
Our sister came over yesterday and was like, Alexander owns Lululemon pants now.
I called them my Lulus.
Stop it. See, that's already
so that's gonna be a thing. So I'm sorry. And yeah,
well, I am a little bit frustrated.
Tell me.
That you, without warning,
uh-oh,
sent me pictures of the home of Maximilian without any warning.
Maximilian. The and home of Maximilian.
As if
he lives in the lighthouse.
He's stuck under the dock. We've talked about this. At the crab claw. And yep, I feel like you really intentionally threw me for a loop with a bunch of photos of the time, which, by the way, somebody tweeted, I think they tweeted it, and they were like, I listened to Christine a lot on like both podcasts, and she's really never brought up on And That's Why You're Drinking, like 200 some episodes, that she spent time in Maryland growing
up.
On
Instagram, yeah.
Oh, on Instagram. And like, that's the one I just don't talk about it. And I was like, oh, that's...
Imagine me being back there.
It was
so strange.
You were.
I had to bring you into it too. That feeling of like, oh my God.
He starts sending me pictures of the outside of the house that we used to stay in. And I'm like, this is getting a little too much for me and my psyche, my fragile, fragile psyche.
If I'm fragile, you have to be fragile.
Did
that's
you
the law.
Eat at the Crab Claw?
Yes.
What did you eat? There were reviews, remember, that said there's nothing to eat here for vegans.
No, I had some fries.
Oh, okay.
And a beer.
Okay.
So, I mean, I was happy.
I don't know what people are complaining about then. So anyway, that was from the crab houses episode, I don't know, crab restaurants, doesn't matter, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Maximilian still lives in my psyche.
I promise. And see, this is relevant to the show because months ago I talked about wanting to do a lighthouse tour on the show. So if you're like, what does this have to do with the podcast? It has
it's
everything
related.
To do with the podcast.
It's blood related.
So yeah, eventually I want to do more lighthouses though because I've got that passport now. There are like 700 lighthouses in the U.S. So I've hit 11. So.
You're getting there.
But I hit
You're
11 in 11 days. I'm so impressed
okay,
with myself.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
At that rate, you only need 2 more years and you'll be done.
Okay. That's fine. 2 years of lighthouses? Sign me up.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, who wants to go first with candles?
I'll go ahead. I've been talking a lot, and so people want to hear more from me.
I see.
This is a review of Patty Wax Candle Bar and Coffee in Philadelphia.
Okay. Patty Wax.
I happened to be in Philadelphia when I found this. I just searched candle store, and this came up. So
okay.
Here we go. It's a 1-star review. This is by Robert. I was so eager to go to the store because I had read about Patty Wax coming to Philadelphia in the fall, and it looked like a really great concept. Fun, friendly, and a place I would enjoy shopping because I have a passion for candles. So today, February 18th, 2020, which was my day off, I decided to swing by on my way to doing some other shopping in that area on Chestnut Street. But I have to say, I was anything but impressed. I walked in and saw a few other shoppers looking around, and I also noticed a candle class going on in the back of the store. There was an Asian woman behind the counter who looked like she was doing something on a computer. I decided to look around on my own at first, but was hoping that eventually she would greet me and just ask if I needed any help. Since it was my first time in the store, I had a couple questions, and I wanted to ask about certain products and the company, but she seemed totally preoccupied with what she was doing. Oh. One of the other customers looked at me as if to say, "Is anyone going to ask us if we want any help?" I don't think that's
I could read it in his eyes.
Could you imagine, like, someone looks at you and you're like, yeah, I know exactly what they're saying to me right now. And it's
probably they're looking at you because they're like, should I call the authorities? You're staring at that poor woman so intently.
And yeah, right. Instead of just going up and asking a question. And she eventually left the store. I also noticed that during my time waiting for assistance, another customer walked into the store and started to talk to the Asian woman, asking her.
Why do you keep saying
I
that?
I know, I hate it so. It's like so when people terrible. Say, oh, it's so unnecessary.
He started talking to the female pilot. It's like, why do you? Why must
it's
you?
It's ridiculous.
Why must
it's
you?
It's not relevant
it?
In the slightest. And it well, but it gives us some insight into this person's
great.
Mind, which is not good. Here we go. Another customer walked into the store and started talking to the Asian woman. I'm sorry. I'm done reading that sentence. It's
this
so bad.
This guy would be so bad at writing a book. Like,
it's so.
It just sounds like the worst.
This is so bad.
Most poorly written thing. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Go on.
Asking her questions about the store and how long it had been there. However, she answered her abruptly and without any warmth or interest. So the customer walked out of the store. Eventually, the woman behind the counter said hello to me and then continued to go about her business on the computer. Finally, I walked up to her and said that I had been in the store for a while, yet it took her over 6 minutes to even acknowledge me.
Sorry, six? You've been timing it. Of course.
This person has been standing, peeking over, watching.
And listening.
Every single interaction this person
monitoring.
Has had with the customers. And yeah.
Until she felt uncomfortable enough to actually acknowledge you. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, Robert, come on. I told her that I was in the retail industry myself and that her customer service was totally uninviting and that I had every intention of writing a review about the service I received. I would think that a new business would be a bit more welcoming to its customers in the hope of building a strong and loyal customer base.
Okay.
However, the feeling I got when shopping the store was that they simply didn't care and were preoccupied with other things. I will not be going back to Paddy Wax because my first experience, which is the most important, was so lackluster, cold, and unconscious. I suggest they start training their employees on what good customer service is, or they won't be in business long. End of review.
Oh my goodness, that was a horrible
Alexander. Oh, I know. That's why I brought it to the table.
That's just what sucks is like you're just minding your business, going through some inventory, doing whatever you need to do, and suddenly some man walks up and starts yelling that you are rude and they're going to write a terrible review about you and you have no idea how to be a customer representative. I mean, geez, calm down.
That's ridiculous. And to also kind of imply that because this person is on a computer, they must be just doing other things.
Wait, there have been a lot of reviews about people are just on a computer.
Yeah.
And it's like being on a phone is one thing.
Yes.
But like at a store, being on a computer does not indicate like...
Like what do you think they're doing? Watching Netflix?
Sweeper.
Minecraft. I mean, hey, you
Sweeper.
I'm sure plenty of people play Minecraft at work.
Spider Solitaire, which I never totally figured out, but played a lot as a kid. Minesweeper,
I don't know. Yeah, it's just awful. I don't know, people suck, believe it or not. We're back. We haven't recorded an episode in a couple weeks.
Now I'm just and like, it's just like stating the obvious.
We're back to the shittiness.
Okay, well, I have a review. This was sent in by Carissa. A lot of people sent in candle reviews. Thank you. I didn't even get to like a third of them.
I didn't read a single one.
I apologize if I don't get to yours, but thank you for your help.
I feel bad, but
I took a few. This one's from Carissa. This is of Warm Glow Candles. Off I-70 in the county that
Carissa
lives in. The building is shaped like a candle and it's pet friendly. They also have peacocks on the property. So, really unique place.
Excuse me?
I don't know. That's what Carissa tells me.
Is that relevant to candle making?
I just like the candle place is shaped like a candle. Like, that's cool. No? No?
No, I mean, I'm thinking about the peacocks. I recognize that it being shaped like a candle is relevant to candles, but what about the peacock?
Okay, this is a 2-star review, and there's a response from owner.
Okay.
This is by Janine. Overpriced tourist trap. A cute stop off to stretch your legs on a trip, though. Great atmosphere. All the candles look the same. No interesting designs or molds, but several were over $200. Seems crazy to me. The furniture there was in the thousands. Here's a response from owner. We are sorry you feel that way. We have candles that start at $1.20 to $37.50 in price, and we do not offer any candle for $200. That would be crazy. End of response.
Oh my God. Okay, I was like, I was nodding my head like, okay, yeah, that is a lot to spend on a candle. Did they just read the price tag wrong or something? Or are they just being purposefully...
How do you read a price... I mean, I guess if it was $20, but like the person literally said the highest candle they have is $37.50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they said several were over $200. It seems crazy to me. And their owner's like, yes, it also seems crazy to us, which is why it doesn't happen.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
I like that the owner was like, yeah, yeah, that would be ridiculous, which is why we don't do that.
Only the peacocks are $200. Maybe that's what the price tag she read. She thought it was a candle. Don't light that peacock on fire.
Don't light that peacock. This is so ridiculous. Okay, my next one is a review of Glassy Baby. Have you heard of this place?
No.
So it's a charity-oriented glass shop. Crafting colored votive holders, votive holders and drinking glasses in the on-site studio.
Cool.
It's located in Seattle, Washington. They have different locations, but I think it's from Seattle. And a big part of their selling point is that so the creator had lung cancer, and so a lot of their sales. They donate to charities specifically for cancer.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, and these candles are expensive. Not too. Okay. I think they're like $55 or something per candle. So a lot of money, but handmade
cause.
And like
oh, handmade too.
A
yeah.
big part of it is hey, a portion of this will go to cancer. I don't know how much.
It'll go to cancer. Sure. Yeah.
We're funding cancer. No, we're funding cancer research.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't know too much about it, but that's what I know. That's what you need to know. Here's a review by Katie. 1-star. Worst customer experience I've ever had, ever. I received a gift from this place, a blue Glassy Baby called Peace for Christmas. It has brought me nothing but anxiety.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's like that time that person wrote an essential oil review being like, I bought like World Peace essential oil and it only brought me like anxiety and turmoil and depression. And I was like, I don't think that's the oil's fault. Sorry, go on.
Well, it depends on what side of, if you're selling the oils, I can see why.
If you're eating the oils or whatever, oh, putting yeah, put them on in your feet.
The lime oils in your guacamole.
Wait, do people do that?
Yes,
that's fucking disgusting.
I'm in all the like anti-MLM like the subreddit and like Facebook groups, and people will post like, "Oh,
it makes me ill."
It's perfect for recipes, and they'll put like their
don't
lime
eat that.
Oils in their like
sorry,
guacamole.
That makes me ill. Actually, really ill.
It makes them ill too.
Yeah, it makes a lot of us ill.
Yeah, don't put essential oils in your
please
body.
Don't unless you really know what you're doing.
Just don't. I know what I'm doing, but I don't know if you'd know what you're doing. I don't know.
Listen,
I love how you're...
Everything deserves a caveat. If you're like, oh, not, I do this for a certain reason, fine, whatever. But like, don't just... Whatever. Okay, you know what? Just
I would
stop.
Love to know those
stop
reasons.
Eating essential oils.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
I've wanted a Glassy Baby because the company donates to cancer nonprofits, and I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 18. When I lit the candle in this thing for the first time, I removed a gummy sticker on the bottom and put it in my discard Xmas wrapping paper pile because I figured it would get hot and I didn't want the sticker to make a mess. I decided the blue color made me feel blue, so I put the whole thing in the original packaging and went back to exchange it. No big deal, I figured, because they charge a hefty price for these things and I assumed the customer service would reflect the price tag.
Oh boy.
Nope. They explained that because I had removed the gummy sticker from the bottom, I was shit out of luck, and they couldn't tell which Glassy Baby it was from their line. It was Peace, I explained, and showed it to the staff right next to mine on the shelf, in identical colors. But we're not sure it's the same blue, they said. Literally, it's the only shade of that blue that was there. It's not aquamarine, not sky blue, not Cookie Monster blue. Anyway, see for yourself in the attached photo. My only recourse was to call some number and deal with another customer service arm of the company. I guess that's not what the people at the store do? I don't have time for this, so I just left the whole darn thing there on the counter, all $60 of it. Oh. I don't want it in my house because it brings up bad feelings instead of the positive ones they've cleverly marketed. Don't waste your money. If you want to support cancer treatment, there are worthy charities like American Cancer Society, Fred Hutch, and Seattle Children's that deserve our money so much more. Or support another local business that knows how to treat customers. End of review.
Oh my God.
So, this person receives a candle as a gift.
Is that what it said?
Yes, they received it as a Christmas gift. They did not pay money for this candle.
They took the tags off.
Yes, they took the sticker, which I don't know how, what the sticker looks like. They didn't show, but off the bottom.
Right.
Went to bring it back and said, hi, I want to exchange this. And they said, no, like for a different type of candle. And they said, like, not even the same type. Like, nothing was wrong with it. It just made them feel blue because it was the color blue.
I'm sorry. Can you imagine, like, reason for your exchange? It made me feel blue.
I mean, okay, to be fair, so when I was in Baltimore, I literally tripped, fell in the street. My Nalgene fell out of my my backpack pocket. Like,
you had
to go find it,
didn't you?
Yeah, and I forgot, and I didn't realize it fell out. And I fell and I wiped out. It was hilarious, but people stopped
because
it was so funny. And they actually wanted to see if I was okay because it looked pretty bad. I was fine. I went back to the hotel, realized I had had a couple of drinks. I was day drinking. Leave me alone. Went back to the hotel, realized my water bottle was missing, went back to where the scene of the crime. And halfway down the block was my water bottle, and it had gotten hit by a car, had skid marks on it, was shattered, basically.
Oh, no.
And I sent... And with Nalgene's, you get, like, it's a lifetime warranty.
You
so
did not. What did
I,
you do?
On their website, I put in...
It got hit by a car?
I literally said, I fell on the street, my water bottle fell on my backpack, then got hit by a car. Here's a picture. And today, like, a day later, because I sent that in yesterday, a day later, they were like, oh, look for a shipping label or shipping notification within 48 hours.
What are they doing?
They're getting me a new one.
What?
It's lifetime warranty.
But...
I know. The moment I sent it off, I was like, well, it's not really their fault. It got hit by a car. It's not like it just kind of...
Like cracked on its own accord.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be a Nalgene customer for life after this.
That's crazy.
And I'm giving them a little free ad here because...
That's really...
Go buy Nalgene's.
I mean, talk about...
I don't deserve the free
solid
one.
Customer service.
Yeah. Anyway, but that was a shattered product, at least. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to do.
Assuage your guilt here?
I feel very guilty about it.
My
I really
gosh.
Do. The moment I sent it, I'm like, am I a Karen? Like, I wasn't like demanding. I was just like, oh, let me submit this form and see if it works. And sure enough, they said, yeah, we're sending you a new one.
Well, that was very nice of them. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this information.
I think this was relevant to these candles being returned.
I see. Okay.
And something, but...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, yours got hit by a car. She took the sticker off. Same difference.
Like, if she came in, was like, I just tripped in the street outside. It shattered. Like, I don't know what to do. And they were like...
This candle got hit by a car.
Where's the sticker? Like, but in this case, it was literally... They received it as a gift. They didn't even pay for it. They took the sticker off themselves, and then it was made them feel blue, and that's their...
But what I'm thinking, like, there's nothing wrong with the candle. Okay, like...
No, that's...
And I feel like you're blaming the candle for your emotions, which, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, certain songs, like, make me upset because they make me sad or whatever, but, like...
But you're not going to go to iTunes and say, give me a refund
a different song.
Because this song makes me sad.
This song makes me blue. Bada 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 ba. And so I don't think that... I don't think that that's a fair thing to put on this poor candle that's just trying to
poor
bring you peace.
And like, and this person didn't even donate money to charity. Like,
but they didn't even
this
pay
person
for it.
Did not, like, this person saying, like, go donate to charity. It's like, yeah, definitely do
Why
that.
Why don't
a
you
great
do that
thing
then?
To do.
That would be,
then go
maybe
do
your
it.
Blueness will go away if you go True. To Seattle Children's and give them
it
some money.
It just seems so fucking...
I don't think you're supposed to have candles in the hospital, though, so...
Oh, true,
you might need to
true.
Bring your essential oils. Anyway, let's
donate
see.
To essential oils companies instead.
Oh my god. Donate to what's
Young
it called?
Living.
Young Living.
Please don't. Okay. Your turn.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is from Misty. It says, "Hi, fellow Scarred for Life by Stolvopita Schiefers." Misty, thank you. She, thank her you. Pronouns. This is a one-star review, and it is written by Bailey. "Stopped by the store tonight that was supposed to close at 7 p.m., but was closed at 6:36 p.m. when I arrived. Not really a big deal that they were closed 24 minutes prior to what the sign said." And then the narrator cuts in and says, "It was a big deal."
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, not a big deal. So what was the problem here?
"Not really a big deal that they were closed 24 minutes prior to what the sign said. The problem I had is that the lady that walked toward the door completely ignored the presences of me standing there while I'm asking are they closed or if the door was just locked because of COVID and only letting a certain amount of people in at a time. Not only on top of that, the manager maybe walks toward the door and does the same exact thing while I'm screaming through the door by this time because it's rude to ignore customers like that when you shouldn't even be closed. This is unacceptable." End of review.
Yeah, it was a problem. I'm weirdly...
I like that the manager had to come, like, close the blinds because the poor employee's like, "This lady's screaming through the door."
Oh my god. I'm picturing, though, the manager going over to, like, unlock and go, and then, like, taking their hand back, like, like, tricking this lady into thinking that they're actually going to open it for her. The fact that you were quick to scream at these employees, I think they made a very good call.
The screaming is a little much for just being closed is a little much, yeah. In my opinion. This reminds me of the time when we read, I don't know why I'm having so many flashbacks, but like we read liquor store reviews in like Louisville or something. Mm-hmm. And this guy said he's like, "Man, they're always closed when I show up." And we were like, had this like theory that they just turn off the open.
Yes,
they
flip
the sign every time they saw him approaching.
Oh my God.
so I feel like that's what's happening here. Like I approached, started screaming through the door and like suddenly they were all closed and locked and nobody would talk to me.
Francisca and I, when we were in Dover, Delaware, we got in pretty late and we needed food and like everything normal was closed. So we see a place, it says Speedway Cafe. It's like closed at 3 a.m. And I was like, great. They have like the whole vegan menu and everything. I was like, this is so cool. Walking distance from our hotel.
Uh-oh.
And we walk over there. It's like pitch black. It's dark. I'm like, wow. Okay. They're not open. We end up going the next day and it's like a diner that closes at like 2 p.m. according to their door. I'm like, I don't know why I thought they'd actually be open at like until 3 a.m.
Yeah, why did you think they?
Because Google said that. So I should have been like, this must be a mistake. Because there was also nothing else. Like there was nothing else in that area. It was like very, I mean, there was a Panera, hotels and like a couple of places. But like, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, but my first instinct wasn't, they're going to hear about this online.
Well, your first instinct should have been, I'm going to start screaming and see what happens.
Yeah, that would have gone really well for me. I almost did because I was very hungry. Like I almost started screaming, but more into like into the night rather than into the empty
Speedway Cafe.
It was quite good though. The next when we went for breakfast the next day, but yeah, just go tomorrow. Was it Bethany? Bailey? Go tomorrow,
Bailey. Don't go tomorrow because they actually, clearly no, yeah, don't, yeah, they want don't want you there.
They don't want you. Okay,
stop screaming.
Okay, yeah, don't do that. I'm stalling a little bit because I did a thing.
What?
I stopped reading candle stores and I started reading candle apps.
What an accident. What a strange accident.
I don't know
that,
how it happened. I type in candle stores in Google and all of a sudden my app store opens and it searches for virtual candles.
You were trying to play Minesweeper and then Minecraft. I understand it happens.
Thank you. Thank you for being so understanding. Anyway, the rest of mine are of candle apps.
What is a candle app, first of all? But I guess I'll find out.
You know what? You will find out. I'm going to not really talk too much about it. But it is exactly what it sounds like. It is literally an app where you open it and it's a virtual candle. She's lighting a candle right now. What candle is that?
I don't have time for this virtual candle business. I'm lighting something called...
She's not good at this. It's taking her forever.
Ow! Ow! Sorry, it's really hot.
Breaking news! Fire is hot!
Ow! Okay.
Put it down!
I'm trying.
Oh my god, that was a...
Here's the thing. I'm going to write them a one-star review. No, I'm just kidding. The problem is it's almost empty, so it's harder to light because there's barely any left, and the glass gets really hot because of,
fire. There's a fire in the glass, and then the glass gets hot.
I'm sorry.
Science.
It's called Luna by Goodness Candles, hand-poured in Arizona. It's a very... bougie candle that I somehow own. I don't know where it came from.
I mean, there's another one right here.
That one smells really nice. Smell that one.
It's soy and cotton. It does smell quite nice.
Right?
Sea salt, surf, wood, cream, jasmine.
It's lovely.
It's my motto, wood, cream, and jasmine. It's vegan. I love it.
Yeah, they're all vegan because,
Broken Top Candle Company, Bend, Oregon. Okay. Anyway, we're just doing all sorts of ads for things today. Cafe, Nalgene.
Listen, be careful because they get hot. Okay, I just want to warn you.
Let me endorse another business.
The virtual candle.
iCandy Inc., who makes virtual candle HD.
What's it called? iCandy?
iHandy.
Oh, iHandy.
Inc.
iZandy.
iZandy.
Swear on my app store.
So it's used for all sorts of things. Here's a good example, or here's a good review. I don't actually know what this review says.
Great.
1-star review.
Great.
Not a good app. This app does not do what it says. For example, real candles flicker and dim down randomly. This just has a steady flame that looks good while you are staring at it, but the light that comes from it is mainly white. My advice is, if you want candlelight, buy a candle and don't download this app.
Thank you.
End of review.
Thank you so much for that insight.
No one has thought to do that.
I've never thought of it before in my life.
No. And my first instinct when I want a candle is to buy a candle app.
To download?
No.
You have
it
to
was,
pay for it?
Not anymore, but
that's
a
hurts.
Lot of people in these reviews said they paid $1
that
for this.
That really hurts me physically.
And it still had ads, so.
But like, what are you... doing with it? Like, I mean, I understand if you need an app.
You'll find out.
Oh, there's more information.
Christina, we're gonna have
because that person just taught me what a candle does in real life, so I feel like I'm one step closer.
Worry. Do you want me to read two more here from this, like, right?
I mean,
now
I don't, but like, do it
first before you get okay. So this is a little more inside. Negative review though. 2 stars. Not romantic. I was looking for a romantic candle. This is more of a dinner candle. End of review.
And I know my candles.
Apparently.
You know what you should download is Talking Tomcat.
Talking Tomcat.
Talking Angela. That's romantic.
Speaking of romance.
What if you had one iPad that had Talking Angela and one that had a dinner candle?
Christina,
how romantic would
that
be?
I would bet $1 million that has happened before. Christina, yes. Well, people, at least for this one, said... this was perfect for my iPad. Like, it was a thing to get
for
this on your iPad.
I guess that makes some more sense. At least it's big enough to put it on an iPad.
So, yeah. Well, here's another. This is a 5-star review. This is where.
Okay.
You excited?
Yeah.
Here we go. 5 stars. Best sex ever.
Okay.
Wow. What a great app.
Kill me.
Definitely provided a romantic experience, if you know what I mean. Oh. End of review.
If you know what I mean.
They kind of laid it out
for us. I hate when people tell you exactly what they mean and then 2 minutes later go, if you know what I mean, I'm being really subtle here.
Yeah.
Alexander, that's terrible.
Yep.
Wow. If I go over for a date and I see someone with downloading an app to put a candle on the table, I'm like, this person is willing to spend 99 cents
I mean,
to make our dinner
romance.
A little flickery.
Christina, sorry they can't afford your like $50 candles or whatever those are.
As if. Oh, I know. Not everybody can. I'm just a romantic, you know?
At least, and Christina, these people are not getting burned.
I know.
You're literally freaking out. It's so hot. It's like, hey, at least these people don't have that. They're taking care of themselves. Be
sorry,
nice.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay. This is from Andy, who's she, her, slash they, them pronouns, who says, hey, friends, I've accidentally found a review from Fox.
Oh, the Fox.
That Fox, the infamous Yelp elite from Buffalo, New York, y'all were introduced to like 2 years ago. I looked up reviews of the Yankee Candle at Mall of America, which is my local mall, and found this horrifying review, which happens to be by Fox. Anyways, here you go. It's graphic. I'm so sorry.
What the heck, Fox? What are you doing to this candle?
I'm sorry, Alexander. This is, I mean, I'm not, because you just are doing it to me too over here.
I'm reading.
Man, so when Andy screenshotted this Fox elite, just an update on Fox's status. Same black and white profile picture, suave as ever. Suave or suave?
I say suave. Now I'm
okay.
Why is suave in your head?
Enrico Suave. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Fox looks looking really slick, and in his black and white prof pic and Elite 2021, he did it.
Nice.
Not that we expected anything less. Currently has, let's see, 15,620 reviews, 47,051 photos, and 4,433 friends.
Fox is killing the Yelp game.
Honest to God. It's a four-star review from 2018, but the stats I read are current.
Okay. I was going to say, wow. That was
man, it must have been. No.
Fox was already a 2021.
Yeah, exactly, like three years early.
If anyone
deserves it, to be fair. So this is Yankee Candle review from Mall of America by Fox. 4 stars. I just came back from needing to yank the candle, which I did in the bathroom.
Get Fox, you dog. You dog.
You Fox. I just came back from needing to yank the candle, which I did in the bathroom. Ew. Sometimes I just get horny. What can I say?
What is this? I know we've had some weird Fox reviews, but is this is another level,
he was
no?
going through something. I don't know. Sometimes the smell, the fumes get to you in one of these stores, you know?
I wonder if Fox reads, like, old reviews and is like, wow, what the hell was I thinking?
Like how we listen to old episodes.
That's literally what I was about to say.
I would say probably, because I feel like anyone in such a creative endeavor like us and like Fox, you know, they learn and they grow. I mean, well, maybe not us, but, you know, some people do.
Sounds like Fox is doing a lot of his growing in the bathroom.
Stop it. See?
You know what I mean.
You're not any better than him.
Sorry. He's masturbating, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you walk in and someone has the lights off in the bathroom, but they have a downloaded app on their phone and it's a candle?
The only time that's acceptable is if it's Fox. I give you permission,
and
Fox.
It's totally unsurprising. I just came back from needing to yank the candle. I don't know why I'm reading it. Sometimes I just get horny. What can I say? Just me? No? Nobody? Located at the spectacular and enormous Mall of America is this Yankee Candle store, which has higher ratings and more enthusiastic reviews than almost any other Yankee Candle store we've been to. It kind of reminds me of the other ones, but it does have definitely good service that shines more than a lot of other stores. The Mall of America is full of interesting stores and nice service, and this one was no different. And of course, Barbie bought a candle, because she has done almost every time we've ever been in a Yankee Candle store, LOL. I guess that's his girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she used to have a different name, or maybe it's a different girlfriend. I'm not a big fan of the stores and the headache that the stores give me because of the strong scents, but she likes them. I don't know why strong scents give me headaches. It doesn't make sense. End of review.
Fox just has a way with words.
But then it's also a picture of the L'Occitane, or however you say it, like the French.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know why that's the photo that's included.
I don't know.
And not actually a Yankee Candle, but, you know, that's besides the point.
I think Fox just uploads as many photos as possible of everything.
Just to get those thousands.
It's tough when you reviewed 100, probably reviewed 100 businesses that day, so sometimes a couple...
They get mixed up.
Picks will get mixed up.
You're completely right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, classic Fox, though. I know this is just classic Fox. You can never go wrong with the classic Fox review.
I mean, you can go extremely wrong, but that's okay.
Yeah, but it always feels so right.
It's too late.
My next one is of Candle HD, which Believe It or Not is an app that
I
you download.
I forgot we're still in apps. I was like, that's funny. That sounds like an app too.
Yeah. Candle HD, you download it and it's a candle.
Oh, great. I mean, it's not a candle, to be clear.
It's not. You don't get a real candle. Okay. This one, 35 ratings, 2.4 stars.
Oh, no. So, who is the 35th person who's like, I'll give it a shot? I think maybe my experience will be better.
Well, here's part of the reason why it doesn't have maybe the best reviews.
Okay.
This is a 1-star review. I can't believe the ad for a hardening pill continuously during the burning of the candle. And I'm not even a man. I will be removing. End of review.
Wait, that's pretty bad.
That is pretty bad. No, I but hey, like considering what other people are using these
apps
for,
I guess it's romantic.
It's weirdly fitting.
Can you imagine though if you're sitting there having a romantic like third date with somebody and then like the app just keeps flashing like Viagra. Mm-hmm. I mean, feel like it could kill the mood, probably.
I was on the subway in New York and there were all these like, what is it, Roman, the erectile dysfunction ads or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the website.
And I was like, what is that? And I like didn't know what it was.
Did you Google it? And
then
on
I saw,
the subway?
No, and then I saw ED and I was like, oh. Because all the ads were like weirdly, like not. They weren't suggestive enough to make me think. So anyway, I don't know why I'm going.
I don't know.
This.
Like, were you having a romantic date on the subway? Is that what you're trying to get at here?
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to relate what you're saying to a candle.
Hardening ads. I'm thinking about hardening.
Stop.
After
stop,
Fox's
stop,
review.
Stop.
Yanking his candle.
Stop it, Alexander. I'm done. I'm done. Are you done with that? Is that all?
For now.
Okay, I'm going back to my reviews. This is what I get for all my cruise ship nonsense. Like,
and your freaking truck nonsense too last week. Don't forget
that. I forgot about my truck.
I didn't
nonsense.
Because I had to freaking upload that episode and was like, oh my God, I forgot about this whole forum bullshit
truck
that we went through.
Nonsense.
The fucking like kidnap. Do you remember this, Christina? The, like,
not really. Oh, yeah.
The whole thing about like kidnapping
people. This is what
happens
people. When we
it
record them so
weird.
Long ago.
Yeah, we recorded that so long ago, and now we're, that was like
y'all,
3 weeks
that
ago.
It was 3 weeks
it
ago.
Was, oh my God.
That's a really, y'all,
anyway,
wasn't that weird?
When so it's
that,
really fun when you tweeted us and we're like, what? Wait, what? What was our episode about?
Yeah, oh, when people tweet us out of context and we're like, what did we say? Like,
and why?
What could we possibly have said? Kidnapping in New Orleans. Okay. This is a review. It was sent in by Whitley, she, her pronouns, and it's a 1-star review by, I'm sorry, a 2-star review by Tammy of a Bath and Body Works in Goodlettsville, Tennessee. Local guide, by the way. Asked for assistance, was told, I've never heard of that one. Let me look. Then she disappeared and I never saw her again. And
oh no!
Whitley's email what is, says, some say Tammy is still in the store waiting for assistance.
Oh my
and
God.
And it just made me laugh.
What it sounded
poor Tammy.
Like, what it sounded like was they said they asked for assistance and the person and the person was like, I don't know if we have a candle called assistance, but I'm going to go check. That's just, I don't assume that's not what actually happened.
Can you imagine?
Like,
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Wait, you're right. They literally said,
the way
I've
they
never
put it made it
one.
Sound like that's what happened. And they're still looking for assistance.
I'm looking
in the
for
back,
assistance.
In the storeroom.
They've never found it. Oh my God. Looking for assistance. Oh my God. What a smell that would be though. Yikes. Talk about making me blue.
What a smell, folks. Let me tell you about that smell.
Shut up.
I have 2 more reviews.
Great.
Both of the same candle app. Oh, this gosh. One is called Candle-Ultra Real Blowout. And then the description says multiple candles for everyone.
Okay, so we got a dinner candle. We got a flickering mm-hmm. romantic
They also have
candle.
Like music.
Oh.
Like within the app and stuff. I did not download it.
One
but...
time Renee and Francisca and I downloaded a strobe light app, but I don't remember
why.
I don't know.
For one of your weird dances?
Probably for one of our home videos, but I don't really remember why.
Yeah, probably something like that. Here's a 5-star review. You light up my life. Thank you for this terrific candle app. I love all the new updates that you added. I wish all app developers were as responsive as the developers of this terrific candle app. The candles in this app are not only beautiful and realistic, the app is now also extremely user-friendly. Ironically, the creators of a candle app are so talented that no one can hold a candle to them.
Stop!
See what I did there? End of review.
See what I mean? You know what I mean?
And it's funny, in the developer response, it says, hey, thanks for reporting. Update is on the way, which makes me think that originally they had a review saying, hey, this was an issue.
And
then
the
developer responded,
well,
fixed
nice.
It, responded. And they were like, oh, great. Let me update my review, which
that
is
nice. The
freaking ideal
Although
scenario.
Although it seemed like instead of updating their review, they said, actually, let me hit on this person. The first couple lines were so, what did they say? It was something like really flirtatious, I feel like, unless I just totally misunderstood. What?
I don't know. I'm trying to read this and pick the sentence that you're thinking of.
There was something that sounded really flirtatious.
Like, tell me, what
I,
just
it was something
from memory,
like,
what sentence was so flirtatious in your
like,
head?
Everybody should be more like you.
I wish all app developers were as responsive.
I think it was right before that.
I love all the new updates that you added.
It just sounds so like personable.
I think the way I said it, maybe. My intonation was just very
just
sensual.
So, like,
I mean, it tends to be very sensual normally,
like,
but
I
when
feel
I'm
like
reading.
If somebody came up to be like, I don't know, it just seems very too personable for an app developer comment, whatever.
Yeah, app developers don't deserve that.
No,
right.
They don't deserve
you're
love.
So right.
I'm sorry. I know that's why they keep making these candle apps, because they're just seeking some romance, but they don't deserve it.
Jesus. Okay. Anyway, what do you have?
Okay. I have, this is from Gabby. Okay. And Gabby cracks me up because, for a lot of reasons, but Gabby wrote, hello to the Schieffer Sibs and the tiny future local guide growing in Christine, which
oh,
is horrible.
No.
And then said, first off, I love y'all. Actually, I just connected with someone on Bumble BFF because of And That's Why We Drink.
Oh, yeah.
And she listens to this too. Hey, girl, I promise I'm not a weirdo. I just want Gabby to find a BFF. Hey, girl, I promise I'm not a weirdo. I just never meet people who like the same podcast as me. Now I want you two to be best friends now. If you're like, oh my gosh, Gabby on Bumble BFF, I know who this is.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, go on a friend date. I tried Bumble BFF. It didn't work.
I saw this whole thing of someone who went on multiple hangouts with this Bumble BFF for like days.
Yeah.
And then like they met again and met the person's friends, and the person introduced them as their partner. Again, they were kind of like weird about it and coy. Turns out they were not actually on Bumble BFF.
Shut
so
up.
So the whole time, like every time they hung out was like a date to the other person.
Well, that's one way to...
And they're still friends, so it worked out, but...
Oh, my... Alexander, yeah. What? Where did you read that?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's like, really social anxiety-inducing. Anyway, Gabby says, when I heard you say candle stores, I knew I had to send you something because I used to work at Bath & Body Works. Candle day is an actual nightmare.
What's candle day?
I don't know. I guess it's probably, like, a discount on candles or something.
Oh, boy. Sign
sounds
me
like,
up.
Oh, sounds like... Black Friday in the candle world. I don't really know. Although I guess they have Black Friday too at Bath & Body Works, which also must be a nightmare. So let's see. This is there were a bunch. I just picked one. This is a 2-star review by Ursula. Busy, rushed store, no room to move. Register workers had the friendly attitude of a thumb. And
like the thumbs from Spy Kids.
Oh, you did talk about thumbs.
You did
recently.
Talk about those.
I just think that's such an odd expression.
Yeah, no.
You're as friendly as a thumb. I'm like,
that's very much sounds like some sort of European.
It does who, translated
like some sort of weird European phrase that I don't know what language, and then they come to the U.S. and try to use it in English, and everyone's like, "That's not a thing," but we at least know what you mean.
Today, Mom, I was on the phone with Mom, and she was like, "You know, she's such a bicycle rider," and I was like, "What?" And she's like, "You know, when someone rides a bicycle," and I was like, "Well, I know when someone rides a bicycle. What do you mean?" And she's like, "Because you push on the pedals," and I was like, "This is making no sense." She's like, and then she goes, "Which was my favorite thing? Oh, you've never heard that before?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't heard
oh
that
my
before."
God.
But it turns out it means that somebody who's in a workplace and is pushing down the people at the bottom and sucking up to the people up top. But I was like,
okay.
I feel like there are easier ways to say that than
like
a bicycle
to
rider.
Move forward, you like have to use your feet on the pedals so that you like,
well, that's
the pedals
not how
are doing,
she
the pedals
it.
Are doing the work, but you're just stepping on them kind of thing.
I know she would hear this and go, that's exactly what I said. But like, it's fully not what she said,
well,
but it does make more sense when you describe
it. Makes
it.
Sense to me, but that's just how I did just spend like a week traveling in the car with her. So
you did get Stockholm syndrome. syndrome from spending exactly. an entire week.
I didn't love
week.
Her as my mother until this past week when I was forced
to. What?
Pee.
You didn't love her, you said?
No, yeah.
Oh, that's until what, this week.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Don't
you
worry,
finally
though.
Got
We're good
there,
now.
Though.
Yeah, Stockholm
that's great.
Syndrome. That's what.
Congrats.
I'm just following up on your joke. So that reminds me, though, of a video. It's like this. It was a talk show. I don't know what show it was. And they were doing a cooking segment. And there was an Italian chef, I think, who was Italian. And the woman who's one of the hosts made a comment on his food saying, oh, if it had this ingredient, it would be a whatever,
uh-huh.
like, I don't know, some type of pasta. And he goes, and if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bicycle. And they were like losing their shit. And he was like upset that they were like laughing at that because he like towards cracking up so much. And to him, it was like such a normal phrase of like.
Okay, so clearly I'm not like the only one here confused by these bicycle idioms.
Yeah, but that one, it actually though, when you think about it, it's like, yeah, if you put this in this, it'll
that
be this.
Sounds
it's
like something dad would
completely
say.
Completely irrelevant. Like, who cares? Like, that's not the point here. And like, yeah, I loved it.
Oh my God.
I watched that video quite often.
It sounds
it's
like
been
something
a while,
dad would say right after he said, everyone and his grandmother. And then he would immediately say something about.
It's like how he always says, go in peace, but go.
And I sometimes think about that and I'm like, I don't
know.
It doesn't totally make sense.
I think he's just. I don't know. He's just saying, like, I want you gone. Like, I'm going to be polite about it, but I want you to leave my house.
But the point is, you have to leave now.
Yeah, which.
Which, like, I
he
get.
He finds, like, really funny.
And every time he tells it to new people, I get a little, like, uncomfortable because I'm like, they're not going to get it. And they always laugh. So
yeah,
that's
they always
nice.
Laugh because I don't think they understand what he's saying.
You guys, if somebody said to you, go in peace, but go, would you, like, get it? I'm curious. I feel like we should do a poll.
Okay. I don't know how we'll figure this poll out, but, we're just going to get tweets. People are like, this makes no sense, or this makes lots of sense. And then we're just going to have no conclusion. So,
okay.
That's about how this goes.
That seems about right. Perfect.
I have one more.
Okay.
I'm done, basically.
Great.
This is a 5-star review of that same candle app, candle-ultra-real-blowout.
Oh, I remember.
This is 5 stars. Came in clutch, just like the ad said. I went to my friend's B-Day party. He made some dank hamburgers and then brought out a cheesecake, the B-Day cake. He went to the bathroom. We were sad that we didn't have a candle.
What?
And then I was like, dude, I bet there's a candle app. I typed in birthday candle app, and this was the first thing that popped up. I opened the app and put it in the cake. B-Day boy.
Wait a second. You put it in the cake. No. You ruined a perfectly nice cheesecake with all your your germy phone.
Yeah, that's
tragic.
B-Day boy came out, sang happy B-Day, blew on it, and it worked. The only weird thing is how the ad full candle blowout.
Okay.
But I can't hate because it worked. I might delete the app, but it definitely came in clutch. Happy B-Day, Peege. End of review.
Peege is like, please stop. Please leave my house. Go in peace, but go.
Go in peace, but go.
You keep putting things in my cake when I go to the bathroom.
That is pretty gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Like, it's already gross as we've all learned through COVID to blow on candles. Like,
this
we've
was
all...
also a year ago, so.
Oh, yikes. So
not,
it was
not,
during
not
COVID.
A good time.
Super duper.
Yeah.
Poor Peege was like, I bought that at Costco yesterday. it's like we've already kind of learned like blowing on candles on a cake is like already iffy. Yeah. But then to stick your germy ass phone in it and then blow on it, that's a little much. Although I do get it. That is kind of fun to download a little birthday candle app for birthday candles.
And there were other reviews of like during COVID, they were like, we actually, instead of having candles on our cake, like we had a small get together with our family and like I downloaded this app and had them blow onto the phone and it was
like
whatever.
That's very sweet.
Yeah,
I like that
it
very much.
It was like a way to have the birthday candle experience without the actual candles and spittle on.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, maybe we should tell Tim because our stepdad is like really not about fire, like candles and stuff. I mean, maybe it's because I don't know how to light them.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I'm looking at you like, well,
you're
duh.
Looking at me like, no, that's only for you. You're the only one who's not allowed to use candles.
We played with so many open flames in the past week when we were hanging out. Just
Tim's
because
finally
you weren't
getting
there.
It all out of his system.
It was great.
Tim would hate that joke.
We'd say like, hey, what do we want to do? And we're in Pittsburgh. And I was like, what should we do? And Tim was like, well, I've got this matchbook.
You actually, just you were
head
like,
down to the river and like throw light matches and throw them in the water.
Like,
and
I was like, yeah. I've got this cool app. And he's like, I'll do you one better. And he pulls out a matchbook.
He pulled out a, like,
he's a, got a real a candle.
Like 10 candles, and they're all connected still with the wax. He just like lit them and then tossed them into the Ohio.
Oh, like nunchucks.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fun. Anyway,
good
so.
Times. So stupid. Okay, what you have anything else for us?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so this is a two-part thing that I discovered that I didn't discover. I can't take credit, but I don't know if you came upon this during your research, but the first thing I have here, there's two very important links that kind of sent me down, you know, a rabbit hole. This first one was sent in by Misty, and I think I may have said something else was sent in by Misty that wasn't. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did. So, Misty, if you didn't send that in, I apologize. and to whoever did send it in, I also apologize. I'm a mess. But so, the Schlovelpeter Misty sent this in. And she's probably really confused that I gave her credit
for
something.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was like...
It was. And
I mean, to me, it feels like a lifetime ago. To you all, it's probably like, what, 30 minutes?
I am so sorry about that. I don't know how that happened. And I'm so sorry if I, maybe that was Carissa who sent it in. But let's see. So anyway, Misty sent this and said, hope you find as much joy in this as I did when it first came out. So this is the first kind of miniature rabbit hole I went down. And this is from BuzzFeed News. It's called Moms Are Angry That Their Yankee Candle Orders Are Delayed Big Time. And so I guess in 2019, December of 2019, there was this huge kerfuffle, this huge to-do because Yankee candle orders were being delayed.
Were they too busy yanking their candles?
First of all, it's yanking the candle.
Oh, sorry.
And second of all, probably. So this is an article on BuzzFeed written by Amber Jameson, and I just love it so much. I'm just going to read a couple snippets and some comments that they grabbed from Facebook from moms, candle moms. Yankee Candle, the favorite holiday candle brand of moms everywhere, has infuriated hundreds of customers who bought up big in Black Friday sales but have not received their brightly colored candles in jars as Christmas approaches. Angry customers are posting on the company's Facebook and Twitter accounts complaining that they have received no response after inquiring about orders placed over 10 days ago that have not yet shipped. So this first comment's from Megan. It's a Facebook comment. Bought candles on Cyber Monday and never received them. Apparently they'll be here next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
They didn't add if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And then somebody reacted with a crying face reaction on Facebook. Lynn says, I ordered on 11/27. I have spent way too much time on hold, have emailed with no response yet, no information from any avenue. Disappointed? I was disappointed last week. Now I'm mad. Respond to your customers. That has 9 reactions and 5 responses.
Uh-oh.
And then Karen, literally, wrote, I've emailed, called, and waited on hold for hours. Where is my order? Terrible company. I am so disappointed. So apparently people were waiting more than 2 hours for someone to answer the customer service line. And when BuzzFeed News rang the line, a recorded message said, our hold times are exceeding an hour and the queue is too long, and then hung up the phone.
Oh, my God.
So it's just pretty wild.
It's a big to-do.
It is, and a lot of moms were apparently tweeting saying, I will never be ordering another Yankee candle again, which I somehow doubt. And then somebody took a photo of her phone to prove that she was on the phone for over 2 hours. A lot of people started getting upset on behalf of their mothers. So Maya tweeted, my mom's been on hold for 2+ hours trying to buy candles. The Yankee candle, can y'all do something, please? I want my mom back.
Oh my God, it's been 2 hours, not like 2 years. Jesus, Yankee candle's not holding your mother hostage. I want my mom back. I don't recognize Jesus.
Can you imagine you're
the shell of her former self?
You go to therapy and you're like, I actually lost my mother.
Stop. Oh my
to
God.
Yankee candle. To the Yankee candle
did
customer
you sue?
Service
it's like,
line.
No, that's a great idea though.
Actually, yes, I did sue.
Yeah, they probably
and
did.
Nobody. I'm still on hold
no one's
with,
taking
the,
my
with the
case.
Attorney's office. Then Linda tweeted, y'all, my mom has been on hold with you for almost 2 hours. Are you capable of handling your customers or... And then Missouri mom Cindy, who is like totally over it. Okay, I just want you to know right now. She's totally over it. She placed an order for 8 holiday candles on December 6th and said, it's kind of a running joke in my family that I always have so many Yankee candles. But 10 days later, her order of Christmas cookie, red apple wreath, Christmas Eve, and home for the holiday candles still hadn't been sent. She has shelves set aside in her rural home closet specifically for the 12 to 15 Yankee candles she has at any given time and ranks them according to season. Quote, "I love the fall and winter ones. They are my absolute favorite," said Cindy, 61. "It gets to be September and I start getting their pumpkin and apple, and then I slide right into Christmas, and this year I'm going to be without Christmas." This is like the next Lifetime movie.
But when you think about it, if you burn a candle like all day, every day, you're going through a lot of candles, and it is kind of a big deal for you if you don't have your candles.
It's also not good for you. I mean, I know that nobody cares. No, you're not supposed to light a candle for more than 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
At least that's what all my instructions say. Maybe they just mean me again. Maybe it's another Tim situation.
I feel like it's in their best interest to have you burn as much as possible. So the fact that they're telling
yes,
you to
exactly. I don't think Yankee Candle's going to say stop burning them much.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure it's not necessarily great for you to be burning a candle at all hours of the day, but Em told me that I should stop saying that because they're going to do it anyway. So I was like, fine. Let's see. This is what Cindy wrote. "I am a very loyal, longtime customer. I have purchased so many candles in the past, my husband was not pleased. With that said, I placed an order December 6th so I would have my faves for Xmas. So far, no candles, no response. Hashtag pissed." And she said, "What I really want from them is an explanation. Tell me what is going on," she said. She added, "I am a huge Christmas person. My kids are adults and they come home from Christmas and expect to see those familiar scents. And that's what's so disappointing." I bet the kids are like, "Mom, we want to see you, Mom, not the candles."
No. Oh, no.
But then again, their mom has also been lost to Yankee Candle.
Yes, it's had that years ago. It
sounds like
this
is an epidemic.
This is not a new thing though for Cindy.
Her rural closet, or what they call it. BuzzFeed, that sounds so condescending. Her rural home closet.
Her rural home closet. Oh my God.
And then last thing, Tammy, a 42-year-old mother from Columbus, Georgia, told BuzzFeed she has been hankering for the sweet scent of a magical frosted forest candle. She likes it because it's Christmassy, but it doesn't slap you in the face when you walk in. "It smells like Christmas trees, but not too Christmas tree-y," she clarified. Okay.
This is absolutely bizarre that there's an entire article on this. I'm not saying that it wasn't necessary. I won't go so far as to say
absolutely necessary.
I still find it quite bizarre.
She tweeted at the company on Monday, "I really want my candle dad gummit," she told BuzzFeed News. "The candle is something she lights on Christmas morning with her daughter at home before they head to her husband's family." Wait. Don't leave the house. Wait.
What?
She lights it Christmas morning with her daughter at home before they head to her husband's family to build a gingerbread house. "It's not going to be so magical this Christmas," she said.
Get another candle.
And then
she said, I'm kidding.
Yes, it will. But it won't.
Good. Okay. Phew.
And then the narrator steps in and goes, "But it wouldn't be magical for Tammy." She added, "It's a candle. It's not dire at all." Okay. Like, clearly it's dire.
Clearly right? It's dire.
So anyway, this was all just like lovely. And I love that BuzzFeed put in all these, like, "A mom from Green Bay ordered 4 candles, steamed vanilla milk, Christmas cookie, all is bright and holiday lights. Her 2 beloved daughters, aged 12 and 15, live in Ohio. She wanted to send them the candles as a present." And then obviously they didn't arrive on time. So she had to send the package, the care package, without the candles.
Without the candles. Oh, no.
That's pretty sad.
Wait, who wrote this article?
A genius.
I want to give
Amber Jameson
Amber a shout out, because first of all, I think this is weirdly
genius
fascinating
journalism.
And I hope you had a blast writing this,
and this is the last
it sounds
of
it. Like you did.
I had a blast reading it. So this is the last bit. After hearing nothing back from her multiple attempts to contact Yankee Candle, she began to worry she'd gotten scammed. "It's the time of the year for scams," she said. Made me start thinking, was I on the official Yankee Candle link? So then people started thinking they were being like fished or scammed somehow.
Someone was yanking their candle.
See, that works. I feel like the way used it.
That one I was proud of.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was really funny. I wouldn't have been able to come up with that if it weren't for
pretty
Fox,
clever.
Though.
I was really pretty clever. So anyway, I guess Yankee Candle was like, "We know how stressful things are. We're so sorry you're upset. Everything will arrive by Christmas and we'll make it right.
I figured it out, though.
What?
This is all a ploy.
Okay.
These people are going to be so stressed out, they're going to need more Yankee candles.
They can't function.
Yeah, they need to de-stress with the scents.
They need to get one of those peace candles.
Yo.
You know, wow, that might make you blue.
Don't get me started on how blue that makes you.
Anyway, so I know that that was already a lot, but now I have something even more dramatic.
Oh, dear God.
And this was sent in by both Sean, who uses he, him, and she for pronouns, and who's from the hog pen, I suppose, is what he said.
You suppose.
I don't know. I feel like I feel weird saying that because I don't actually know them. So I'm like.
Oh, did okay. So he didn't say, I suppose. Yours.
I'm
that was
saying,
your
I suppose.
There.
And then Suzanne also sent this in. And they described it as sort of a pretty. But they didn't describe it as dark. I'm describing it as dark. As a pretty dark black hole. And of course I saw that and thought, oh, good. Conspiracy, black hole, here I come.
I believe I saw this on Discord from Sean. I didn't click it, though.
Sean's already spoiling it.
For the record.
Excellent. Well, here it is. Apparently, the candle industry is suffering from a loss of smell due to COVID. Or it was, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And now this sounds like a conspiracy, but apparently it's actually true.
Okay, this is interesting because I did not click it, so I saw like a little thing that Sean had said, but I did not see. So
The Washington Post released an article, "What Negative Candle Reviews Might Say About the Coronavirus." This is by Christopher Ingram. These reporters these days are getting some really wild stories in,
this
and I love it.
Wild.
I
mean, just think, you could be writing like when you think, oh, a global pandemic, and then you're like, yeah, okay, you're gonna write the article about how this affects candle sales.
Yankee Candle. Yeah, I feel like
which I'm not saying isn't interesting. I'm actually quite interested.
I feel like that's a really cool angle to take,
and maybe one of the more enjoyable.
Yeah, I feel like it's refreshing.
Yeah, it's refreshing. I think that's
to the rest of the news coverage. So I guess there's this person named Terry Nelson, who's a science illustrator and cartoonist, who wanted to find out if the virus is robbing people of their sense of smell and if that's being reflected in online reviews of fragrant products. So she looked up the stinkiest holiday thing I could think of, scented candles, and then tweeted, "There are angry ladies all over Yankee Candle's site reporting that none of the candles they just got had any smell at all. I wonder if they're feeling a little hot and nothing has much taste for the last couple days, too." And so that was the tweet, and it got, like, some attention, right? And so it got thousands of retweets, went a little viral. But then this research assistant with Harvard, Kate Petrova, saw
it. Logical next step.
Yeah.
Harvard picks this up.
The internet, you know, this happens. And decided to actually take that hypothesis and test it. Oh, sorry. It's Kate Petrova with the Harvard Study of Adult Development at Bryn Mawr. Okay, sorry. I feel like I gave the wrong college credit there. I don't really know.
I don't know which
it's
one
a lot of words.
It. Let's just say Kate gets the credit.
Kate
here.
Gets some credit because she decided to test the hypothesis by scraping roughly 20,000 reviews of the most popular scented and unscented candles on Amazon. It is rare, at least in my line of work, to stumble upon an anecdotal observation that can be examined using such vast amounts of easily accessible data, said Petrova, who stressed that this was a personal project with no relation to her research work. The results were surprisingly clear. Before 2020, reviews of the top scented candles hovered between 4 and 4.5 stars year after year. Since January, however, those grades have fallen roughly one full star.
Whoa.
A whole star.
That's a big deal.
20,000 reviews have fallen like a whole star.
Yeah.
While, by the way, the control group here, unscented candles did not show the same pattern. They stayed steady.
Oh, that makes it a bigger deal.
So there's a graph, and it shows unscented candle reviews are like pretty straight line, like pretty steady, and scented candles in starting like early 2020 just like dipped really low. And so Petrova analyzed the reviews to see if they contained terms like no scent, no smell, and can't smell. She found that the proportion of scented candle reviews containing these terms nearly tripled from January to November, from roughly 2% to 6%.
I mean, when you think of how many people got COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
There's like
terrifying.
It's bananas.
And weird and scary, but like, this is a weird look into this.
It's really weird. So,
wow.
People, I like this, by the way. On November 19th, a user assigned 1 star to a recent purchase of Christmas cookie scented candles. There's no scent at all, the Amazon posting said. Parentheses, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. I guess they have to say that. Humble brag, I don't know.
Humble brag.
Okay, Washpo, I get it. I literally had to bring my nose to the rim of the jar to notice any scent, another reviewer wrote. This is one of the weakest Yankee Candle scents I've ever had the displeasure of purchasing. So anyway, that's kind of the fun, like, little rabbit hole. And she, oh, here we go. While I am pleased, so Petrova wrote, while I'm pleased that so many people are getting excited about the power and potential of data, I also want to remind everyone that what I posted on Twitter was just a fun exercise at data visualization, not a peer-reviewed study.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
don't calm down, everybody.
Everybody,
listening.
Leave
calm
Kate
the
alone.
Fuck down. Leave Kate alone. Don't tell Kate how flawed her research is. I'm just kidding.
But like, it's just bananas.
No, that's so fascinating. I mean, regardless of it being peer-reviewed, it is fascinating, and it's.
And then there was one actual, in the one the link Suzanne sent, there was one actual like example of a review mm-hmm. that like proved this.
Oh, okay.
Where somebody, DLyn10, posted 1 star of a candle. Waste of money. I purchased 3 of these. What a waste. There's virtually no scent to these at all. If I wasn't confined to my home because of COVID, I would return these for sure. So, there we go.
I mean, maybe take that logical leap.
I know, it's like...
And think that maybe it's not the candle's fault that you can't smell anything.
It's the candle's fault I'm blue. It's the candle's fault I can't smell.
Oh, wow.
Smell.
Okay.
It's
really maybe, sad. How maybe these... the candles have just always been at fault for, like,
honestly,
everything.
They're,
you know,
the scapegoat all along.
Yeah.
And then I just have one redemption before you get to your challenge. Sorry. Perfect. This was sent in by Courtney, who says, oh, no, it wasn't. What is going on
what
with
me? What is happening with
Alexander,
you today?
I don't know.
These poor people.
I'm like losing my mind.
This is from Courtney. This is from Carissa. And this is from Sean. This
I'm
is from,
so confused.
This is everyone. They teamed up to
feel
send
so
this
bad.
Review in.
This is what happens when... Oh, here, Courtney, what did you send? You sent something. Okay, fun fact. Courtney sent in the one about screaming through the door, not Misty.
Oh, my God.
So I've at least solved that problem, okay? So at the very least, I figured that out, okay?
I'm proud of you.
Are you happy now?
No.
Okay.
I don't care about my happiness. I care about Courtney.
I feel so bad. Sorry, Courtney. Courtney gets credit for that one. Misty, you don't.
Misty, shut up.
Misty,
stop
complaining. Down. Not everything's about you. Okay, this is from Amanda, who says, hi, She for Comrades. My BFF Brannon sells some cool candles on Etsy. Her grandma wrote this 5-star review.
Okay, cute. Okay, I'm loving this already.
And said, hoping it's not what she actually meant.
Oh, dear. don't tell me this grandma's yanking candles, too. God damn it.
5 stars by Donna. Wonderful candle to pleasure yourself.
Stop.
That's Brannon's grandma.
Donna.
I hope that is what she meant.
Yeah, no, this is all about, I mean, Donna was a big part of the sexual liberation movement, so it would make a lot of sense that
leave poor Brannon alone. Oh, okay. Wonderful candles to pleasure yourself. Wonderful handmade gifts to show you love. Can you imagine being like, grandma, can you write a review for my Etsy shop just to like help me get started? And then Etsy's like, we've removed this this really inappropriate review from your page. So anyway, that's pretty much that. Although
Donna,
the shop Black Little Cat, I believe, by Brannon, looks like it has some great reviews.
I mean, if you're interested in pleasuring yourself,
you know.
Everybody.
Who knows?
We know the person who can help you do that.
They're handmade and they come uniquely hand gift wrapped. So end of that. So anyway, thank you everybody for your sorry and thank you. Thank you and sorry.
Thank you and sorry. This candle thing, this is Grace's fault.
Yeah.
So if you have any complaints,
that's right.
Direct them towards Grace.
Directly to Grace.
But I found that very pleasurable. I pleasured myself reading.
Stop, Alexander, that's enough.
With these apps.
That's enough.
I've
had about enough of this.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
Time for my challenge, which was from Nicole. They, them. Nicole wanted me to find an Amazon review where the person is addressing Jeff Bezos as if he personally reads them.
It's a Washington Post apparently does that, so it's fine. It's probably not that hard.
I did see a thing about Washington Post, and it was a side by side of the opinion pieces before and after Jeff Bezos.
No, I mean, I'm not surprised, but like, it is a fascinating.
It was just four examples. I don't know how any, so it might just be very pick and choose kind of thing. But it was specifically about taxing billionaires.
And oh, come on!
After
are you
Jeff
being
Bezos,
serious? That yes, was an opinion. I feel like that's
I
such
that
a conflict
where
of interest.
After Jeff Bezos owned. The opinion pieces were about how taxing billionaires is not the solution to anything.
Okay.
So.
And then it was accidentally geotagged from outer space, and people were like, how did this happen?
Yeah, but I don't read the Washington Post, so for all I know, there are. Regardless, fuck Jeff Bezos. Let's move on.
Okay. that's your opinion piece. Alexander's going to get owned by Jeff Bezos soon, and then he's going to have to change.
Oh, no.
He's going to get bought out by Jeff.
No.
Honestly, Jeff Bezos reached out and asked if he could buy out Alexander for
just me.
And I was like, yes, you can have him. But he's paying me for it.
Yeah, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Hopefully it trickles down to me. We'll see.
Which is why I love Jeff Bezos.
Anyway, here's a Jeff Bezos challenge. There was something awkward that happened. I found this wonderful review. I was very proud of it. And then later, I go and check the emails and the rich because I realized, oh, you said Nicole, who sent in the challenge, had also included a review. Nicole sent in the same review.
Sander.
So, Nicole, this is full credit to you. I will take some credit to say that I found this myself as well, but I'm proud of you for finding this because it's the best review ever.
Okay.
This is of Monster Safari, which is a movie. And let me read the description. Get your pith helmet because it's safari time. First, we will go on a hunt for Bigfoot and then make contact with sex-crazed alien visitors from another galaxy. Monster Safari is a cheesy late-night romp that explores the depths of what we know about our world and beyond. Ever heard the term, it's so bad, it's good? Yeah. It's,
okay.
Well, you'll hear more about it.
Great.
So, this is a one-star review on Amazon titled Amazon, this was a Cinemax After Dark softcore porn title. Why is it edited? And here's the review. Dear Mr. Bezos, while your stock has soared, some of your customer service and content has left me puzzled. More on that later. A simple thing for now, though, is the Prime Store. Why is it that older Cinemax After Dark softcore porn titles that were rated TVMA throughout the 2000s are now cut for an R rating and considered unrated?
Gasp.
I loved these hilarious corny romps.
Just for the laughs, though. Just for like, no reason other than the headlines, the laughs, it was all a good time.
No, and you'll hear about that.
Great.
Cheesy stories, hot girls, some pretty long and at times even well-stimulated sex scenes.
Yikes.
Cinemax doesn't have After Dark anymore, sadly. On your Cinemax channel, it has one show, Motel, which is about as sexy as watching a goat give birth.
Okay.
You have Pleasure Spa unedited, Sex School Shorts unedited. Cinemax had so many great After Dark movies and series. Why don't you have an After Dark channel? I'd pay $9.99 for that in a heartbeat. It is also false advertising to say that these movies are not unedited. Parts weren't just cut out, but new non-sexual parts were edited in.
What?
As a customer under this account since 2007, I have come to expect more. Please respond with answers and corrections. Thank you. End of review. And they,
please,
like,
respond.
Signed their full name at the end. So it was like a letter to Mr. Bezos.
Wow. Please respond. You think he responded?
Probably. Of all things, I would say that Jeff Bezos would respond specifically about Monster Safari has 15 total reviews. And
he gets so many messages a day. And this one, he's like, I got to give in, fellas. I'm sorry. I usually ignore them. This one's too good.
Our other our actual Prime Video titles. No. Like, but the softcore
porn. The ones that make us money.
From Cinemax. Yes.
And he's like, you know what? Actually, I'm realizing, too, I have similar values to this person, and I also miss Cinemax.
I also miss Cinemax. Oh, no.
Poor Jeff. That is the wildest thing I've ever heard. Okay.
Then there was also, so thank you, Nicole, for that one. Then there was an email from Nora, who sent in a review of the Fire TV Stick 4K streaming device with Alexa voice remote.
I'm not going to lie. Like, people really do think they are addressing Jeff. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. It's just baffling.
This was a long one. I cut it because it was...
Oh, thank goodness.
They had also multiple edits about what... Now they're using Roku or whatever because they hated it. So it's a one-star review.
Okay.
So here we go. Fire Stick's remote is the best I have ever used, bar none. That said, I am extremely frustrated by the interface. It's just too busy. It's like writing on paper with no lines, poor delineation, and too much work to scroll horizontally. Now, I don't mind Amazon tooting their own horn on the home screen like others do. I don't even mind the trailers in front of their originals. But what I do mind is the auto preview trailers screaming at me in Prime Video without giving me the option to turn them off. Tacky, useless, data eaters, and inefficient. A real turnoff, literally.
Literally?
They mean, like, turn off the TV.
Oh.
don't worry. I know you still have Fox on the brain.
I'm sorry.
And
actually,
Fox
I had
Donna.
I actually had virtual blast off candles on the brain, but whatever.
Just blow on it and then turn off. Okay.
Yikes.
I stopped watching Netflix because of this, so I guess Prime Video and the Fire Stick are next on the list. As an adult, I am capable of choosing what trailers I want to watch, and as a grandmother, I don't want my grandkids exposed to content in this way. And these trailers just don't play once per title. They play over and over and over every time you browse the channel. I'll tell you what, Mr. Bezos. I want to come into your home and yell in your face every time you look at me. Hey, look at me. I'm over here. I have something I want to tell you. Something I want to show you. Look at my pretty pictures and listen to my playlist. How many times would you be willing to let me do that? So you and Netflix can, for some financially induced reasoning, regardless of repeated complaints for views, continue to be obnoxious while Disney Plus allows users to turn that function off. Funny thing happened when somebody listened to consumers. Disney Plus is doing pretty well for itself. Instead of forced bombardment of advertising, they concluded customers enjoying their interface would end up being more profitable. People do get tired of being harassed, and they will move on, regardless of how popular a service is. Nothing is too big to fail. The Titanic was labeled as unsinkable too.
Oh.
As a longtime Amazon customers, I hope you recognize the error and correct it. End of review.
Before you get on that unsinkable spaceship.
You're headed right. Oh.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
They said you couldn't crash that thing. Wow. I mean, I bet if you did offer that as a service to go into Jeff Bezos' home and scream at him, that a lot of people would pay for that money. Like, if Amazon Prime had that on offer.
Yeah.
Like a cyber special.
I think
special.
He would become a trillionaire.
Prime Day. Oh, yeah.
If he did that.
Let people in to scream in his face, look at me, look at me.
Look at me, look at me. I'm so pretty. Or like, watch
look
me.
At my photos. Like, which I'm like, look at my pretty pictures.
Listen to my playlist. Jeff Bezos, listen to my playlist.
Listen to my playlist.
Oh my God.
Wowza. I guess people get really annoyed about that.
I mean, yeah, clearly. but yeah, I think it's also now, I don't know when this review was written, but I think now on Netflix, you can turn the autoplay off of those.
I believe you. I think I did.
So I think
that.
They listened. I don't know if Amazon Prime listened. I don't really know. But I did start watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
You finally?
It's so good.
It's so good. Because
I hung out with Kirsten and like, she recommended
Here's
it again.
The thing. I tell Alexander to watch all these shows and then like he has to wait for someone else to tell him.
Yeah.
But you know, it's fine.
It's not that. I had started it and just didn't. And then Kirsten and I made a deal where I was going to start watching that. And then she was going to start because she's like, I don't know what to watch. I was like, you should watch The Boys.
Oh, that's a good show.
I know. And she was like,
see, I listen to you and you tell me to watch things.
Yeah, because I have good recommendations.
So do I, clearly.
Well, yeah, no, I do love Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes,
you
it's
do.
Very good.
Anyway.
What's the other one I just told you to watch recently?
I don't fucking know. You think I'm watching it? Probably not.
That's exactly right. I want to prove that.
Yeah, you don't even know what it is. It was that bad. So
no,
I'm glad,
it's because
you
immediately
it.
Dismissed me. And so I was like, I felt
that's not true.
Hurt.
That's not what I do. That's a where.
I don't remember. I'll come
I don't
up
know.
With it.
Yeah, let me know when you come up with
I
it.
I don't make recommendations lightly because...
I do.
Okay, well.
But they're all good.
Okay. Anyway, that was great. Do you have more?
Thank you. I do.
Oh, great.
Here's one of the Maxted Underdoor Draft Stopper, 32 to 38 inches, gray adjustable insulation soundproof door air draft blocker for noise, light, smell stopper. So this is something that you slide, has two thick ends, and you slide it on your door. On the bottom of the door,
yeah.
And then it blocks
right.
things from going
a draft
in and out.
Or a
draft
light
or a light or smell.
Or Jeff Bezos coming
Jeff
in
Bezos.
From under the door.
Yikes. Terrifying. This is a 5-star review. Dear Mr. Bezos, my parents stink, and this helped. Work allowed me to move from New York to Florida to escape the snow and live with my parents while we are working from home. I haven't been home since I was a teenager. Turned out my dad has this nasty habit of smoking in his room, especially right before bed. 11 p.m. and smoke fills my room, causing my nose to clog and difficulty breathing.
I always wondered why I had sinus problems when I went off to college. Like, wow, I didn't notice this until I came back.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good point. I guess you wouldn't if you grew up just kind of like being normal. Used to it.
Yeah, totally. I installed filters in the air vents, but they're still seeping into my bedroom. Then my mom wakes up at 4 a.m. and starts to fry food. Arg! Old people are odd. This door stopper prevents me from running back to the northern blizzard prematurely. No more smoke and frying smell in my room. Ah, end of review.
Wow. So that is so... So, okay, it's a positive one.
It is a positive one.
I wasn't
one,
expecting
weirdly.
Any of those.
I know.
I just remembered what show I was going to already recommend.
Oh, what is it?
Mare of Easttown.
Yes, you did recommend
and
that.
I said you should watch it.
That is on my list. That is one I want to watch.
See, guys,
it sounds like
I'm just trying
I would
to prove
like.
To everybody that I'm not just making like willy-nilly recommendations here. I'm very serious about my recommendations.
You recommended Sharp Objects. I started that. I'm like 3 episodes into that.
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Hey, I listen.
But okay. Very specifically to you because it fit. What
yeah,
you
yeah.
were
yeah, I know. That's true.
I feel like I'm very particular about
recommendations.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's a 2-star review now. So we're back to being negative. Of a
Thank
show
God.
Movie? Let's I forget. Crooked and Narrow is the name of it.
Okay.
The daughter of a terminally this is the description. The daughter of a terminally ill ex-cop pays him a jailhouse visit in Philadelphia, where she seeks his assistance in joining the local crime scene. Now the corrupt cop who put her dad behind bars is hot on her trail, but that might be what she wanted all along.
Okay.
I don't even know what I just read.
Log
it doesn't
line.
Matter. So for the this is relevant for the record, this is not a Prime Video, this or Prime Original or anything. This is some outside
so you could
studio,
just purchase
and you can
it
watch
Amazon.
It on Amazon.
I see.
2 stars. This one crazy movie. I think they must have used the movie class 101 to get this mess within the allowed $10,000 budget. Is this what my Prime membership is starting to give me for my money? May have to consider going back to Netflix. Even the halfway decent movies with Prime are charged now. Come on, Jeff, give up some of that top dollar scratch you are making and pass some of it on to us poor folks.
Well, I mean, review. I think that's kind of the bigger picture that everyone's trying to get a grasp
on. Yeah, true. I don't generally when I feel that way, it's about Jeff Bezos. It's not because of the movie
a
selection
movie.
On Prime.
Come on, throw me a bone here. I'm bored.
Yeah, give me something good to watch, buddy. You have so much money. Give me something.
Up.
Give me something
Step
good
up
to
up
watch.
To like HBO level. Give me some
it's
good
like a
content.
Dystopian shit. It's like these billionaires aren't allowing us to watch what we want
to
watch.
You don't need to pay your taxes. I just want to watch a good series. Oh my goodness.
Oh lordy. Oh my god. Okay. And then I have one more. This is a 4-star review.
Okay.
This is of Ravenol J1C1125 transfer case fluid DTF1 full synthetic 1 liter. This is an outside also outside brand, outside seller, nothing, not an Amazon product. Some sort of fluid for a car.
Cool.
That's all I know.
A fluid
Do
called
not
DTF.
At me
okay.
About what the fuck this is. Did I say DTF?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It says it.
Did okay. I tell you what happened to me yesterday? Speaking
is
of...
it relevant to DTF? Because I don't want to know.
It's relevant.
Oh, mom told me. Yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
To fluid. Well, that sounds bad.
Not relevant to DTF. Well, kind of. It's relevant to fluid.
Yeah. I was at a Valvoline getting an oil change and I had my window down so I could like discuss with them and pay, you know, with a card. And the hose of the transmission fluid broke and it went, I'm not kidding, like doused me. Just oil, like all over my body, all over my car. And then they ended up giving me $10 off.
That's it?
Yeah. And it cost like 200 some bucks with like the transmission
what
fluid
the fuck?
Change. And
that's really fucked up.
I know, but I didn't know what to do because, well, first of all, the one guy there started yelling about like my eyes. And I was like, okay, I'm really worried about him. And then he kept walking up to me going, why does this always happen to me? And I was like, dude, I don't
this
know.
This always happens?
This
I
is
don't.
What he said.
You should probably leave that company. I'm sorry. Like
nobody was amused by this guy. He kept saying, why does this always happen to me? And everybody who worked there was like fully ignoring him. And I was like,
oh my God.
It must always
terrible.
Happen to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had to say, except I was annoyed. They were like, we're gonna give you $10 off. And I was like, Seriously, I have a coupon that's for that much. Yeah, that's not that's that insane. Impressive.
That is nothing, especially if it got in your car.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm not going to like be like, give me more. I don't know. I just felt really weird, so I just left. Then they hosed my car off, quote unquote. They were like, you need to pull out back and we'll like hose your car off. But it's oil, so I like... They're like, turn on the windshield wipers, just smeared like all up my car. And my Francisco got in the car yesterday and was like, why does your car look... Oh. And she's like, I can't see out of any of the windows. I was like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry. I don't... I just heard like fluids and I was like, no.
I have different fluid stories, but since you took so long, I'll save everybody.
Okay, thank God.
For my fluid stories.
Thank God. It'll be a Patreon special.
Speaking of which, we had an episode released last week.
Yes, a bonus.
So
that was on beaches.
It was. We haven't recorded it yet. We're about to.
It's going to be on beaches.
It's going to be, and it'll have already come out by this
hysterical.
Point. It, oh my God. We had the best time.
It was fun.
So fair warning. I'm reading this whole thing. Will I regret it? Maybe. But feel free to skip ahead 30 seconds if you want, because I don't know what any of these words are. It's very car stuff.
Oh my God. Why couldn't you just block out some of it?
Because I don't know. It feels... weirdly relevant in my head that I read it all.
Okay.
4 stars. October 4th, 2019. I received 1 liter and installed 0.85 liters of Ravenol ATC synthetic transfer fluid TF0870 and drained and refilled my transfer case in a 2012 Porsche Cayenne S. It helped a lot with the turning while backing up, binding in the drivetrain, and the second gear deceleration, coast or uneven deceleration problem.
Yeah, I know. Same. That's exactly what happened yesterday.
It didn't eliminate it, but it shifts and downshifts much better than it had been. Now we fast forward. So that was October 4th, 2019. February 13th, 2020. I received a reorder of exactly the same thing per the previous order, and it originally appeared that they had sent the wrong item. What I received is now labeled Ravenol ATC Full Synth Transfer Fluid DTF1. There is an article number label on the back of the bottle. Article 1211128-001, which is identical to the bottle received in October 2019. Problem is, the photo of the item depicted on the ad on the website today still calls for the TF-0870. You know this is becoming a giant pain in the ass.
I do, yeah.
Don't we?
I can tell.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like half the time something I order from Amazon is not what it was. Or is even not what it is supposed to be, and it's up to me to determine if it's wrong or right. Come on, Bezos. Stop fighting with Trump and get your head in the game. This BS isn't cutting it, and I'm looking for new suppliers of what I need and use all the time because of stuff like this. Very frustrating. End of review.
This is the thing, like, tell you can be thing. Like, Jeff Bezos, I'm going to stop buying Amazon. He doesn't give a shit because he's just going to, it's just, I'm sorry, it's not going
to. Yeah. You don't matter to him. And also,
you matter to me.
What's even more wild about reading, there are more reviews I didn't include, but of various items. What was so wild is it's of the most like
inane things.
Inane yeah. things that weren't even Amazon
like
products.
Like a pint of
because
oil.
Amazon,
or like,
they have like terrible practices and where they, you know, copy products and then sell it for right. cheaper and all that stuff. It wasn't even for those. It was for something where outside sellers who happen to also sell on Amazon, have their store on Amazon, are receiving reviews complaining about Jeff Bezos.
The only
and it's
one
like,
that seemed like fully relevant, not relevant, that none of them were relevant, but the one that seemed like actually to be directed, I guess, in the right direction is like, why is Amazon changing the scenes of my favorite films or whatever?
Oh, the
right?
first one,
like
the
first
softcore.
One. Yeah,
you could have just said the porn one. Yeah,
whatever. The monster porn.
I mean, the Fire Stick at least, like the Fire,
oh, the Fire Stick.
That
true,
one, like
true,
talk,
true,
complaining
true, true.
About the interface.
That one too. Yeah,
but like, it's not like Jeff Bezos is sitting there with the Amazon Fire team talking about the interface. Like they're
yeah,
literally...
it's very defeating because like it's just not going to do. And it's not going to do anything. I wish it would, but it's not going to do anything. And so it's just kind of a bummer because it just wastes everyone else's time.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, hopefully they got some venting out, you know, at least or something.
Let's hope. Let's hope that they feel better. God. Exactly. So that's it, though. That's all I've
wow.
got.
Come on, Bezos. Get it together.
It was so funny.
Get your
people,
head in the
like,
game.
Addressed him in different ways. Like,
and Mr. Bezos was my favorite.
Mr. Bezos. Oh, my God.
How
oh, yeah, about, and that was the softcore porn one.
Yes,
that was
exactly.
The freaking Cinemax one, so which I appreciated. So.
Yes.
Nicole, thank you for this challenge. I had lots of fun with it.
That was good.
As depressing as it is, it was lots of fun, so thank you.
Oh, Lord
is right. Are you ready to announce our theme and challenge for the next, not next week's episode, but...
2 weeks
from now. 2 weeks from now, and then 3 weeks from now.
And I figured out this time you give the first theme.
I do.
I understand.
You actually get it now?
You know how I don't have a good spatial awareness? It also applies to things like this where I'm supposed to look at like a pattern and I just can't follow. But I think I finally get it. So you do the theme first and then I do the challenge. Okay.
My theme for episode 142, releasing 2 weeks from this episode's release, is from Samantha. And Samantha specifically talked about Chicago-based, but I'm going to make it more general. We're going to do reviews of public art. So, for example,
that's so smart.
The Bean in Chicago.
Yes.
When I was in...
That's so smart.
Where was I?
D.C.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Oh. We drove and I saw a statue of a man reading a newspaper.
I love
and
that.
And it was very popular in the area and it has reviews. I didn't read them yet, but... Yeah,
it was Jeff Bezos reading the Washington Post.
Probably
it's actually him editing it. He takes it every morning and takes a red pen and goes, "Nope." They say we should tax billionaires, and he writes N apostrophe T, and they have to change their opinion piece. Okay, this is a challenge for episode 142 from Matt, and the challenge is to find a negative review where someone mentions one of their parents is someone special. And will make you pay. Sort of like, do you know who my dad is?
Okay. Oh, so it's a bit specifically parents.
And then Matt also said, particularly if they are a junior or a third. And then Matt said, P.S. I go by my middle name. I am a third and have never said my dad would make anyone pay. So Matt seems a little defensive.
Yeah. Matt I'm going to find your Yelp, your TripAdvisor, and your Google profile, and I will scour every review you've ever read.
So this is just an interesting angle of... privilege of do you know who my
papa is?
Okay. And so
that sounds really fun. Thank you, Matt.
Now I give the theme for the one after that.
Yes, you do.
That was from Aubrey, who included a review, but I think I'm gonna steal it, so don't take it.
Okay.
And this is from Aubrey, and it's minor league baseball parks.
Love it.
Yeah, because we got the Florence Yalls now in Kentucky here.
I've never been to a minor league baseball game, which is very sad.
I don't think
sad.
I have either, but Blaze loves them.
D and I, this is relevant. D and I had tickets to go to the Yankees game,
you
Stadium.
You didn't go?
No, it was, the game was canceled because too many Yankees players had COVID.
I didn't
remember. It was the only game in MLB that day.
I was waiting for you to post
day.
About it on Instagram, and I was like, I guess he never posted.
Day of, we found out
the
game
was bummer.
Postponed until... I still haven't gotten my refund, so...
That sucks.
I'm, like, working on that.
Well, the Florence really Yalls are the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's going to be the same experience.
But anyway, okay, so that's a great one. I'm excited for that
Me
one.
Me too.
Now
because
for...
remember, minor league baseball, that's where, what's her name?
Yeah.
Not Sandra.
Nancy, was it Nancy? it felt like a Nancy.
Sandra or Nancy,
And then it turns out it wasn't even that person.
Yeah.
Half of you are like, yeah, and the other half are like, they're not saying anything.
They're saying a lot of words thing. That are nothing.
No, there was that minor league baseball team that had a day dedicated to the person.
Who wrote a three-star.
Negative review. And they had a whole day and invited the person to come. And then someone came and they did a whole thing. But it turns out it wasn't that person.
Because she bailed.
Because they bailed. Yeah, she bailed last minute.
So they took like an employee and said, pretend you're this person.
Yeah, it was a whole
this
thing.
This sounds convoluted. I'm sorry. I'll find it for next week.
Yeah.
What's my challenge?
The whole thing. Your challenge. This is from Rodney, who very much appreciated specific segments that we had recently that you brought to the table.
I knew it.
You know what this is, huh?
Nope.
You don't?
I just knew that it was going to be something I did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just taking
so
credit.
So I was like, oh, okay. You know
yeah, you
where
were
this
very,
is going?
No, I don't know anything. I'm just happy that it's a good, positive compliment about me.
Let's see how this goes. I'm
yeah, you look
excited.
Nervous.
I want it to work, but we'll see.
Okay.
Reviews where people spell pigeon wrong.
What? You have
because,
got to
and
be
Rodney said the
me.
Same thing. Rodney, or no, Rodney said... That like those reviews, like the Pigoin, were so funny that they want to see like more pigeon misspellings.
I know y'all are very helpful literally, always, but if you have any clue how to do this, please help me out. See if you can find anything.
The subject of the email was Pigoin.
Pigoin.
And then they said maybe it's just me, but I was dying over the pronunciations of misspelled pigeon. So if we can get more, that would be great. Everyone, please help out with this one
God.
If you can. I don't know how possible this is. So what I will say is, if you are struggling pigeon related adjacent reviews.
Just like possum reviews. It'll
still
be
fun and funny. But yeah.
I'm so excited.
Any misspellings you can find will be
okay,
wonderful.
Okay, I'm amped. So. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to our newest episode after a hiatus that wasn't a hiatus for anybody but us. you could probably tell it was because I'm sure it was all over the place. But thank you for sitting through all our anecdotes and
we appreciate
German
you so
idioms.
Much.
And we appreciate you. And come back next week for some pig wine
Yep,
reviews.
We'll talk to you then.
Bye,
everyone.